Calling the Historic Preservation Commission to order at 6 o'clock.
Hey, roll.
No, I'm doing it. Okay, roll call. Hoag. Absent. Hatfield.
Here.
Erikoff.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Marquez.
Here.
Brown is absent, and Dean is here. You have a quorum.
Okay, so for revisions to the agenda, I'm recommending that we move the work session to the first item above public hearing. And other than that, I don't have any suggested changes. Does anybody else have any revisions? Okay, hearing none, we will approve the agenda as amended. Appearance requests. Do we do anything for that?
No. Okay. No.
And announcements? Anybody have announcements? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from March 19th? Okay, Harriet moved. Can I have a second? Vicky seconded. Are there any questions or discussions about the minutes? Hearing none, we will approve the minutes by consensus. So that brings us to our work session, the United States Semi-Quincentennial 250th Anniversary.
And we just need a motion and a second to go into work session. So I'll move we go into work session.
Okay. Moved by Cameron. Who can I have a second?
Second.
And do we do 601?
Yeah.
Took a minute. What do we need to do at this junction? Do I just invite Drennan up to speak?
Yeah. Okay. So this is a follow-up, maybe for Harriet's benefit. America's 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence this coming year. So there's a lot of events around the country. HPC talked a little bit about the local part of that at a previous meeting. But Thomas and the museum have been working on that, and is going to talk a little bit about what we have going on.
All right, my name is Thomas McLennigan. I'm the Education and Outreach Manager over at the Museum of the Aleutians. And I'm here to speak on behalf of the museum in requesting the $370 sponsorship of the vintage baseball game that we're hoping to run on July 3rd, 2026. This is a part of the America 250 celebrations that are happening across the country here in Alaska. The state historian's office has arranged what they refer to as the week of dreams, if I remember the title correctly. But they have chosen to focus in on baseball as one of those key, like, America's pastime, and it has a lot of history with the state, especially when you look at, as far as we're concerned as well, the Aleutians and the Pribilofs and these other small communities where baseball is oftentimes one of those things that the community can just gather and do. So there's a couple parts of this event. Part of it is a display that was developed by the state that we have copies of. We plan to print it out and mount it at the baseball field, right along the third baseline on the fence. So that'll be a public display that'll be up for hopefully the length of the summer. IC Cam has pulled up the actual website. I am currently working on expanding that display to include a, quote, 10th inning. So it'll be a 10-panel display that'll be at the field. So we plan to install that and have an official opening on July 3rd. The other thing we want to do on July 3rd that's most directly applicable to the commission is holding a vintage baseball game. The current plan is to use a rule set derived from a couple different leagues that existed at the time from about 1868. So we have already purchased two ash bats, a half dozen of the banana peel baseballs. And essentially this sponsorship, this donation, would just be covering the cost of purchasing that gear. So on July 3rd at 7 o'clock, we hope to have this baseball game officially open or talk about the new display along the field, talk about America 250, and kind of celebrate the community, baseball, and join in the nationwide celebrations. So that's kind of the gist of it. I'm happy to field any questions if there's any clarifications or anything you'd like to ask about. No, this will be the first time. So we basically had this presentation from the State Historians Department. I want to say it was about 7 months ago, and we were looking at things we could do here in Unalaska to kind of celebrate local history. And I was talking with some community members, including Carlos Tayag, who's the president of the Little League. And we were talking about vintage baseball and the fact that the first official baseball team in Alaska was the Knock 'em Down and Skin 'ems, who's a baseball team up in the Pribilofs, who are actually part of the official display as well. So beyond that team, we have records of baseball games being played here. In the local history panel that I'm starting to develop, one of the really neat images that we have is circa 1920, a 4th of July game that was being played behind the Jesse Lee home. So this is the first time, and obviously baseball is still a part of the community with Little League, with the softball league that happens every summer. First time, but if it goes well, we might turn it into a annual event, but we also have the gear, so if anyone wants to just try vintage baseball, we'll have that available now. I can make a check-in sheet if people want to rent it out.
Any questions on the work session item? Any of this? Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. McLinigan.
Thanks.
So I guess we move out of work session. Do we need a motion for that, Cameron?
Yes, please. I'll move to leave work session.
Moved by Cameron. Can I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Vicky. Okay, so now we can move into the public hearing. We have no public, I guess. Is anybody online?
No, there's no one online. So we haven't received any public comment.
Okay. All right, so we can move on to old business. We have no old business. So we'll move into new business, Resolution 2026-02, a resolution of the Historic Preservation Commission recommending sponsorship of the local America 250 events led by the Museum of the Aleutians in the amount of $370. Can I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Harriet, seconded by Helen. Just so you guys know, I'm going to recuse myself from this vote. I don't know if I don't need to leave the room, do I? I don't know if that's a thing.
Okay. No, that's fine. You can just abstain from voting.
Okay.
But I would ask if we could appoint a pro tem. I know this sounds overly complicated. If we could appoint a temporary chair pro tem for this item, and Ginny can step down as chair for now.
Just for this resolution.
Yeah.
And I see Helen's name is already on there, which is why I'm picking on her.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was assuming Helen wasn't going to be here, but since you're here, you're vice chair, so goes to you.
Okay. Excellent.
So I can introduce this briefly. Thomas already talked about what we're doing. The actual resolution would be a sponsorship from the city out of the planning department's budget for the Museum of the Aleutians to put on these events, maybe $370. I know we don't do this kind of thing a lot as the HPC, but this is this is following a meeting you had, and you talked about wanting to be more involved in the America 250 events. So we felt like this was a good opportunity to involve the HPC in this. And then is there any discussion among the commission before, or would you like to just go to a roll call vote?
Roll call vote, please.
Okay. Helen's nodding. Okay. I'm sorry. Hatfield.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Barakoff.
Say aye. Where did you sit?
Say aye.
Is your roll
call vote? Aye. Aye.
Williams.
Aye.
Marquez.
You're okay.
Aye.
And Brown.
Aye.
Oh, and Dean. Yes. Okay. The motion passes.
And then do I take back over?
Yeah, and then we can turn it back over to the Jenny. Thanks, Ellen.
So we have completed all of our agenda items, so we can move to adjourn the Historic Preservation Commission at 6:11.
And now that's I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay, made by Marca, seconded by Brown. Okay, so HPC is adjourned. If there's no objections, we can go straight into Planning Commission.
Okay, so we'll adjourn the Planning Commission at 6:11. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Can we do that? I can't remember. Moved by Vicky.
Second.
We don't do that. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Okay.
My apologies. So we're called to order at 6:11. Can we have a roll call?
Certainly. Hatfield?
Here.
Barakoff.
Yep.
Williams.
Here.
Marquez.
Here.
And Brown.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any revisions to the agenda?
No.
Hearing none, we will approve the agenda on consensus, by consensus. Are there any appearance requests? Do we have anybody online? No. Seeing no appearance requests, any announcements? Anybody have an announcement?
An announcement?
Graduation will be this Saturday at 5:00 at the high school.
And what about the parade?
The parade will be tomorrow at 6:00, starting at Eagles View. It'll wrap around the valley, come back, make its way towards Standard Oil, wrap around there, and then end in the Safeway parking lot, I believe.
Do you know how many seniors graduated?
A little over 30.
Oh, wow.
A little bit bigger of a class.
Good size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing the scholarship night tonight. It's
like busy down there.
Something new.
Is it Bishop's potluck over there?
Awarding
the Russian Orthodox, the priest, their bishops here, they're having
a lot of
okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from March 19th? Moved by Harriet. Can I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Helen. Is there any discussion on the minutes from March 19th? Okay. Hearing none, we will approve those by consensus. There's no public hearing items, no old business, no new business. We just have our work session. Can I have a motion to move into work session?
I'll make a motion.
Helen moved. Can we have a second?
Second.
That's at 6:14. So we have a discussion on the comprehensive plan update.
Sure, thank you. So I just want to give a brief update to the comprehensive plan. I know I've talked about this at various stages through the project. But in February, we had one of the big pushes for public engagement in formulating the plan. Had a lot of focus groups, public workshops. I wanted to share some of the results from that with y'all. So there were a series of focus groups, all in different topics. So we had transportation infrastructure, tourism, industry and economic development, human services, education and childcare, and land use, development and housing. Those were bookended by more general public workshops where we just brought people into the Bermarow Chapel to share their ideas. At this stage in the plan, it's mostly establishing what the principles and goals for the community are. So kind of those big picture questions. And now that this is complete, we're getting into more of the specifics of like the actual actions that we take to achieve those goals. So just to give you an example of some of the focus group participants, we had a lot of folks from the city, the Coast Guard, KCB, Q-Tribe, OC, various seafood processors, Unalaska Visitors Bureau, Museum of the Aleutians, the school district, Unalaska Senior Citizens, Fire Department, Bristol Bay Campus, UAF, USAVE, AHA, Aleutian Housing Authority, and like a lot of people from each of those groups. So I think it got a pretty good snapshot of different stakeholders in the community. And then we got at the public workshops, we got a lot of people just stopping in to share their opinions. So this all focused around, we may have heard before, I called a SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So it's looking at what's the community doing well, what do people think is not going well, and what are the outside forces that we respond to that could either benefit us or are risk to us. So some of the strengths that people identified, really common one was just the cohesiveness of the community. I think everyone kind of agree that community generally works really well together, organizations support each other, and there's just very close-knit feel here that makes things work better. Then there are some more specifics, things like how people get around town, the just general small town vibe we have here. So like where we are, the environment came up a lot as something that was really important to people. And then the different programs in town. So a lot of people talked about programs at PCR, the library, or what different nonprofits are doing here. Another one that came up a lot was collaboration between the three, the trilateral group of the city, so OC, the Q Tribe, and the city government. A lot of people felt like that was a really good strength for us. And then looking at opportunities, so things that maybe we don't have complete control over, but like external forces that we could respond to that could be beneficial, or things that we could take more advantage of here. One that came up a lot was walkability, not motorized transportation. So looking at more walking paths, hiking trails, making sure that our transportation grid here works for people who aren't driving. Housing, it's probably not a surprise to people. A lot of people identified a desire for more housing. And in particular, got a lot of stories of people, you know, housing is so tied to your employment here for a lot of people that a concern a lot of people raised was that, you know, that reduces your ability to leave your job or stay in the community if you lose your job. Another kind of theme that came up in all the focus groups was a split in the community between seafood processors and the community, right? And I think we're all kind of familiar with that, that it seemed like those processors, people who work there, could seem like a separate world a lot of the time. So a lot of discussions went around how can we do things that better integrate the whole community, including processing workers. I always say like temporary seafood processors, but as someone reminded me a while ago, a lot of those people working in the seafood industry are here for like 9 months out of the year and come repeatedly. So saying temporary is not really a reflection of what people are actually doing. Like people are staying in the community for a long time doing those jobs. And then there were a lot of kind of things we could build, programs we could start that were identified. So community garden, better childcare came up a lot, elder care, different services that people want the community to start developing. And I should add that this is the city's comprehensive plan, but it's also just a guiding document for the community. So the idea is if there's things on here that maybe it makes sense for the city to do, maybe it makes sense for a nonprofit to do. Just because we're including it as an opportunity or something we suggest doing doesn't mean to be the city necessarily is the best one to do that. Weaknesses and threats, kind of touched on these already. A lot of affordability concerns. So the cost of housing, cost of groceries, cost of everything here. Probably no one's surprised that the number one thing everybody talked about was the airport as a problem here. But the cost, the reliability, so that's a big one. To the point that we started asking people, you know, besides the airport, what is the challenge here? So there's definitely a lot of things we can improve on, and a lot of it goes to affordability. And I think a lot of consequences of where we are in the remoteness here. At the public workshops, we ask people real simple, you know, what's one thing you would change in the community right now? Airfare came up a lot, the airport terminal amenities, emergency evacuation space, so places for people to go in the event of a tsunami, walkability, entertainment, especially indoor entertainment options, besides just what's being offered at PCR right now. A lot of people talk about a movie theater or how there used to be a bowling alley here. That kind of thing comes up a lot. The ferry service was also a concern by a lot of people, and wanting to improve that here. And these are just some pictures from the engagement sessions. There are a lot of activities kind of to get people thinking about the town in different ways. So we're distilling all that into a couple different principles. So some examples of that, things that are important to the community. So examples of that would be like a diverse, stable, and sustainable economy, or a healthy and caring community, or a community that values its culture, education, and history. And then under that, we're placing goals, and we use those to guide the actual actions that the plan recommends the community takes. And here's some more examples of some events we do with people. Have people write down, you know, where do you want to see more housing in town on maps, or where do you want to see a bike path or different community facilities, to start to get thinking about where things would be located as the community develops.
By the S-curves over there, they need to put a chicken wire there because those rocks keep falling. And that's a walkway for people to walk.
Yeah. That one comes up a lot because, like, what side of the street are you supposed to walk on there? It's not really clear, but that, yeah, you're right. Right by the cliff is a designated pedestrian area.
They made a walkway there for people.
Yeah.
So they should take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
But if it's blowing really hard,
And there's, I think we've talked a lot about issues with crosswalks and where people have to cross the street, especially so around the S-curves. People walking from the UMC, like you're getting off of a cruise ship, has been a huge problem because you're walking around the end of the runway there. There's a lot.
What about some of these animals around here? The eagles. I mean, I'm afraid
to
even walk out my door where I live
up
there.
I know, I was out by the airport doing flagging this afternoon. Two of them were landed right by me, and I was standing up to go like this. I was like, you're not going to land by me. I mean, I just like a fool out there, but I was like, I'm going to scare them because I'm not going to have them land by me.
If they think you're trying to hurt them, they'll attack you.
Wildlife comes up a lot. It's amazing that we have the wildlife we have here. A lot of people bring up that we don't have bears here, because it really changes what hiking is like for compared to most of the state. But then we have, yeah, you're right, we have as animal and eagle interactions that they can be dangerous and people aren't used to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of quiet, don't act like you're going to attack them or anything. They don't bother you. Especially when they just had babies. They're very protective of their babies.
Of course. Look at humans. If they mess with our kid, watch out.
So, went through this week of meetings, collected all of these ideas from the public, and then put those all to the advisory committee for this project. And that's a smaller group that's meeting consistently to dig into the project a little more deeply. Ginny's on it as a planning commission representative. And then we have other representatives from like the tribe and OC and different entities around town. So we held that at the end of the week. And at this point in the project, like I said, we're digging more into specific actions that can be taken. Land use is a really big part of a comprehensive plan. So that's zoning, right? So it comes to you guys, what kinds of uses are appropriate in different parts of town? What should we be building where? And those kind of questions that we're starting to look at now. And that'll go to, we'll have more advisory committee meetings around that. And then that'll come to the Planning Commission to talk about later, probably early fall, and get your comments as well. But that's all I had. I really just want to give a little update on this project. I know it's a multi-year process, so I try to keep it in people's minds that it's still going on. Yeah.
So we still have the contractors working on it. Will they be working on it for like another year? Or?
Yeah, they're doing the project for the full thing. And right now we're looking at next late winter, spring, probably for completion.
And that result will be is it a 20-year plan? The 20-year plan or 10-year plan?
Yeah, we're looking at a 20-year planning horizon for this one.
And that will be their final project. Like the city doesn't have to do any of that. Okay.
Right. Then it'll be Planning Commission will adopt that officially, if you choose to. Then it'll go to City Council for the same, and they'll adopt it, and that'll be our guiding. This is our overarching guiding plan for the community. So then we take that and we'll start working on it. That guides us in our decisions and what we put our efforts into.
Thank you. Any other questions or discussions about the
downtown? They're falling apart. It's a real hazard with the wind blowing and everything. What can the city do?
Can't do nothing. The families can't do anything. The BIA figure out who really owns them all.
Well, I'm.
I think the abandoned buildings thing is gonna, I mean, it's been an issue. I think it's gonna be more of an issue as time goes on, especially with these buildings that are stuck in probate that can't do anything with. Like, it's not gonna get any better, right? It's just gonna become more hazardous for a lot of the buildings downtown. If it's a restricted deed or native allotment property, it really limits what the city's able to do in abating it. Like in a normal, let's say a typical property, if a building was in that condition, it's a danger to the public, someone make a complaint, we would respond to it, and either the owner would need to take care of it, so like demolish the building, or if they're not able to do that or not willing to do that, the city would do it for them and then charge them for that work by putting like a lien on the property. With those restricted deeded native allotment properties, we can't put a lien on it. So for some of those buildings, we might, if it is a public safety hazard, we might have the right as the city to demolish it. But there's not really a way to recoup that cost. So there's a couple of specific, the two-story building downtown, specifically talked about the city council a couple of years ago, and their direction was to only demolish it if we were going to be able to get reimbursed in some way, and we're currently not able to. So, yeah, it's a complicated issue. I definitely feel for the owners, too, like for all these buildings stuck in probate is... like, that's a mess for them as well. It's really not a good situation for anybody.
Anything else?
Maybe we could have a fundraiser for people to donate to the city to demolish it. I don't know. But that is
until they go through BIA.
It's a, but I mean, the city would do it if they could get reimbursed, and we could, you know. Anyway, I don't know. It is frustrating, and it's a problem throughout the town. We need more probate. Maybe we could call our senators and congressmen.
That won't work.
No.
We already did it.
Any other discussion? All right, that completes our work session. So we'll move out of work session. Oh, can I have a motion to move out of work session?
I'll make a motion to work.
I'll second.
Okay, Vicki move, Helen second. At moving out of work session at 6:31. And can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Helen, adjourn. Motions, I'll second. And we are adjourned at 6:31. Helen has to sign something.
What? I have to sign something.
Did you guys sign one thing?